will be teaching you something better.
Now Anya will be teaching us about courage.
Thank you. Can you hear? Is that good? Okay. Hi, so today I'm going to talk about courage. So I've got a video first.
Click once more.
The most frustrated man on the planet Earth is not a quartz. Neither is he a man without money, cars, or a house. A frustrated man is he without a true sense of purpose. And money, cars, and all the luxuries that you can think of. I have no life, no purpose. I have no dream to fulfill the reason why I was born. Today I have a question for you. Why are you here? Why were you born in the first place? The truth is, what is your true purpose in life? You were born to succeed. You were created to fulfill something that no one else except you. You are God's own idea, and He believes in you. I don't care. The greatest treasure of life is not found among blacks. The greatest treasure of life is not found among the whites, the Indians, or is it the colored race? The number one treasure of life is found in the land of fear. Yes. In the line of fear, because in the line of fear, people die before their real death. There's no happiness in the line of fear. There's no joy in the line of fear. There are no dreams in the line of fear, because those with dreams, ideas, and potentials have been held as captives because of fear. Fear will imprison you. Fear not. Be of courage. Be strong. Don't give up. Don't give in. You don't need to be tall to overcome your fears. You don't need your family members to overcome your fears. You need courage and persistence to stand and take charge of your destiny. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is not pride. Courage is there's fear when I'm willing to die. Courage is when others say no, you say yes. Courage is when others quit, you keep going. Courage is when you keep climbing the ladder of success when others are standing down. Courage is when you adopt the character of a lion that says I can. Courage is when you go for what is yours in the universe. Courage is when you stand and fight. Courage is when the going becomes tough. The tough must get going.
Okay, so three things that stood out for me in that video was, you were created to fulfill something that no one else can. Courage is when you go for what is yours in the universe. And courage is not the absence of fear, but acting in spite of it. So, I'm going to take you through these three statements in relation to being a courageous Christian. So, the first statement was, you were created to fulfill something that no one else can. So, when I was born, my dad received a prophecy, or perhaps a word, that stated, I would have a heart like a mansion with rooms for many people. However, unfortunately, ever since I was born, I have struggled to meet new people, especially when I don't know anyone. I quit ballet, modern, drama, and tennis because I knew nobody and I found it impossible to make friends. Even when I had the opportunity to play for an amazing netball team, which is a sport I think most people know here I love, like a lot, I chose not to because I didn't know anyone. So, unfortunately, I still have that fear now. I still have a fear that no one will like me or that I will be excluded when I join new things. Even now, I may be with a group of extremely close people and friends, and I may feel like I'm separated or excluded. And it may even be all in my mind, so I might be part of it and it'll be fine. It's just my mind telling me that I am. And I'll start to withdraw and close up and, you know, won't take part. And I'll have to force myself to join in again. And it's my mountain. I need to learn to overcome it. I'm working on it, but I need to keep on trying. However, the sad or perhaps exciting truth is that once I'm comfortable around people, I'm at my happiest. And I love people, and I love being with people. I hate being on my own, because I love people, and I love being around them. So here's a testimony to do with it. So one of the hardest obstacles I've had to face was when 2 years ago, my family took me to Revive, which is a week, a Christian week camp, which some people here go to. And I had to go to a group called Jesus Generation during the day. And everyone there is in groups of churches, so they all have friends within their churches, and they all go to Jesus Generation together. And unfortunately, Toby wasn't in there with me. He was still on popcorn. But he's with me now. It's great fun. And but I didn't know anyone, not a single person. And I would be lying if I said I didn't tremble at the thought of it. And for weeks before Revive, nearly probably 6-7 months, I prayed for weeks on end beforehand that God would provide. I repeated the same verse about 1,000 times over and over again. All things work out for the best for those who trust in God. All things work out for the best for those who trust in God. But I was still terrified. And I cried multiple times before the week, before Revive. And when the time came for me to leave to Revive, I was a mess. I was yelling at my parents, like, why are you making me go? Like, what is this? And I'm properly getting annoyed at them. And so I had to go to my group, and I decided that I was going to arrive late at this group. So I kind of, you know, it's a massive tent, and I kind of, like, sneaked in the back so no one could see me, sort of sat on my own. And my heart was pounding, and I had this horrible knot all tied up in my stomach, and I thought I was going to be sick, and it wasn't fun. And the first night in the end was bearable, but it wasn't enjoyable, and I wasn't looking forward to the next day. However, God being God, he provided. And the next day I met almost my angel person, a girl named Alice, and all her friends came and sat with me and invited me into their friendship group. And we became the best of friends. And that Revive was amazing. It was so good. And the next year, last year, was even better. And our group broadened out. We brought friends who were people who were sitting on their own to our group. And we became friends with everyone. It was great. And I was so happy. And I loved every second. And, you know, I can't wait for next year. Because I love people. And I love being with people who I'm comfortable around and who I know. So God provided. He gave me the courage and the tools I needed to overcome this anxiety, because perhaps I was created to be with people. Perhaps that's why my dad got that word so long ago. Perhaps that's why I have this anxiety, because Satan doesn't want me to fulfill something that I was called to do. He is obstructing me from my purpose, which is why I needed God. Since it was impossible for me to do it on my own. I needed the God whose power raised Jesus from the dead, Colossians 2, verse 12, to overcome this anxiety that Satan has placed within me to try and obstruct my purpose and destiny. But I couldn't have done it without God. Is there any way we can, like, get this again? Okay, because I can't work with all this.
Quickly change your batteries.
This is why my mum doesn't trust technology, but, you know, I'll just keep going. So the second thing I was interested in the video was courage is when you go for what is yours in the universe. So one thing I have noticed is that everyone has a mountain that we must face in order to reach what is ours in the universe. So my mountain may be different from your mountain, and my mountain may be your flatland, and your mountain might be my flatland, which is something, unfortunately, she's not here. Rydell Hanbury told me a couple of weeks ago when I was in a panic... Where is that coming? A panic state that I wouldn't be able to go to this youth group because I didn't know anyone. But in the Bible, there are examples of different mountains that people have had to face. For example, Joshua had to conquer the land that God promised to them, including cities that seemed impossible to conquer, for example, Jericho. This was his calling in life and his purpose, but it seemed impossible for him to achieve. Luckily for Joshua, he had God on his side, which meant that no one else stood a chance. And as it says in Joshua 1, verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So then obviously there's my mountain. And I find it almost impossible to be thrown into situations where I know no one. Yet perhaps it's my purpose, because like I said, I love people. So what's your mountain? And how does that link to your purpose and dreams in life? Do you need God-given courage to overcome your fears? Because if it's anything as bad as my anxiety, I'm telling you now, you need God-given courage. You need it. So, you know, feel free to talk in your pairs for like 5 minutes. About your, you know, and you can pray for each other, but praying helps. That good? Good? Cool, okay. Does anyone, obviously I understand, or if there's none, but does anyone have any feedback? Because obviously it's quite personal. Just what they talked about, or if there's none, that's okay, because it's a personal thing. If anyone has anything? If not, it's fine. Yeah?
I think it's interesting. That sometimes it's the thing that God's put inside you that's actually one of your gifts that you bring, that you contribute to the world, that sometimes that's the one that's under attack. But you know, it's like you know you're good with people, you love people, and that's the thing that has come under attack. For me, sometimes it's been travel, because I really struggle with flying. Can you believe? And I've been a missionary for 30 years, and I've travelled to 40 countries and stuff like that. Yeah. And I don't know how many planes I've been on, but I still struggle getting on a plane. And the Lord's always there. But it's almost like the very DNA of something that God's put inside me that he wants me to express and contribute that comes under attack.
It's like, I think I saw a quote where it was saying, the thing, what your brain fears, is the most important thing for you to overcome. Don't know who said it, it's probably like some famous person, but you know, it's a good quote. Yeah. If anyone else has anything, we can carry on. Yeah, Matthew?
In 2002, I was made redundant for the second time. I always worked as an engineer, delivering whatever the company delivered. And I then felt God say, start your own business. So I started my own business, and that meant selling. And that put me into a very uncomfortable place. And one of the guys that taught us basically said, you've got to move out of your comfort zone to start a business. And courage is a bit of moving out of your comfort zone. And I found cold calling on the phone a really grotty task. So.
All right. So the third and final thing I would like to talk about is that courage is not the absence of fear, but acting in spite of it. So that's a quote by Mark Twain, and Nelson Mandela said a similar thing. But I think that's all very well for Mark Twain to say, but it's not that easy to act in spite of fear. But as a Christian, I've learned a few tools on how to act courageously. So like the wise man who built his house on the rock, we need to stand on the word. For example, a verse I mentioned earlier, I constantly used when I feel fear or anxiety is, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. And can I highlight to you that it says all things work together for the good, not some things, but by the grace of God, he will make sure that all things work together for the good. Also, God's provision through prayer. So God always provides whatever the occasion. He provides whatever we need to fulfill our purposes and conquer our own mountains. Because whenever we walk up mountains, we need tools like walking boots and walking poles. Therefore, when we walk up our own mountains, God provides us with the tools we need to conquer it. For example, me, when I went to Revive, he provided me with an angel person, Alice, who welcomed me and made me feel like home. And he provided me with friends, which was what I was constantly praying for. So, you know, that's a lesson in itself. Prayer is essential because it provides you with peace. Because he is the Prince of Peace. So that's his job, to provide us with peace. And because then you know your prayer has been answered and that someone's been listening. And Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So I particularly like the with thanksgiving, because it's almost you're thanking God before he's done it for you, because you have such faith, you know he will do it. You know he will answer your prayers because he loves you. You know, like he knew before you were formed in the womb. He loves you so much. He's going to provide this peace, this supernatural peace, that he loves you. Also, God-given strength. As I said, I would not have conquered Revive without God. In fact, I don't think I would have been able to do it at all. I didn't have enough courage, and I needed God's strength and courage to fill me. I needed his supernatural strength and courage. I can do all things through him who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. So once again, look at the all. I can do all things. There will be things in my lifetime and your lifetime which you can't deal with without God. But by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, we need to ask God for strength. Thank him for giving you strength even before he's done it. Finally, acting, knowing God will still be there. In Joshua 1:9, it says, have I not commanded you? Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be there with wherever you go. That's my dad's favourite verse, just point that out. To me, this shows that God wants you to know that you do not have to be afraid, that we should be courageous. But if we aren't, it doesn't matter, because if we act, the God of angel armies will still be there for us anyway. We need courage, but at the end of the day, even if we act, God will still be there. Therefore, we are able to act in spite of fear, as Mark Twain said, and the speaker in the video. We sang the song of Whom Shall I Fear at the beginning of the service, and I'd like to end with some of the lyrics again. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. Thank you.